Are you telling me to come on? Fuck you! Come on. Come on. What do you mean? Come on, like, do it. Like, straddle a bull and go on for hour after hour. I'd rather read a good book. my birthday yet. I still have one more glorious day of being 67. Sam, I don't want to hurry it up because I hear you can still get a guy at 67. Maybe I'll just turn 68 quicker. I'd like to do this song in memory of Alan Lanier. Alan Lanier was the keyboard player and writer for Blue Oyster Cult. And he was a great guy. I knew him when I was young and throughout my life. And I'm really sorry that we lost him. And Alan and I wrote this song for Radio Ethiopia. So this is for Alan. When will you be landing? When I'm Day Lieutenant. My favorite is Doctor Who. There are many Doctor Who's, but for me there is only one, David Tennant. So David, I'm waiting for you to come down in that big phone box in the sky. Come and get me. Take me up. Scarf from Blonde on Blonde just made me want to throw up. But anyway, so I have like stomach flu all through Christmas. It was really, hope you don't get it. If you do get it, I have remedies. I have plenty. I'll tell you all about how to get rid of it. But the good thing was I had the TV on and Doctor Who came on. I was just about to turn it off when I realized David Tennant was Doctor Who. Now I only know him as like Broadchurch or Wycliffe or other detectives, and I actually love him. Anyway, so I spent several hours. I think I watched 9 hours of Doctor Who. I admit it. I did it. So now, are we ready? This song is from Muhammad Ali. Again, let's say that this song is for Muhammad Ali.
Baby, come, baby, go. You mean to hurt me? Oh my God.
Thank you. It's really, you know what, there's something really great about not improving after 45 years. It's just, I don't know, it just, it's like it sucked then and it still sucks. I'm really, not. Nah. It was really fun. So, I was thinking about when, knowing that was coming up, when Michael was talking about lyrics and stuff, I could never finish the lyrics of this song. I just couldn't. And then we had to record it. Like, I'll do it. And it's got, so I was listening to it. I haven't heard it in years to see what I was saying. And what I was saying was like, oh, what I kept, it's, I'm sorry. I was just giving my, it's my, you know, it's like, you know, Linus has his blanket and I have my zipper. You know, just... It's a little song for Amy Winehouse.
This is the wine of the house, it is said.
in 1976. In 1976, the Tyrannosaurus Rex breathed his last. In 1976, I met Fred Sonic Smith in Detroit, Michigan, and he was awesome. But so in any event, I wrote the words to this song for Fred, who was then my boyfriend. As Cloris Leachman says, remember when she says that, did you ever see that Young Frankenstein? They said, she says, he was my boyfriend. And he was. So for you, Fred. Understand, desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. was it last year that, was last year the Rihanna song the song of the year? Or 2 years ago? You know how sometimes I have song of the year and this year's song of the year didn't even come out this year. Actually, I think it came out a couple of years ago, but it's my song of the year, and it's by a guy I don't know anything about. His name's Gregory Allen Eisenmacher. Oh, you know him? Tell him I said hi. Anyway, I found this song. Yeah, him. Do you know him?
Yes.
Tell him I said hi. In any event, he wrote this little song. Now, I was talking to Michael about this. Like, Michael said something about how he said, well, I don't know if I should have said that I'm practicing for tomorrow. Was that not the right thing to do? And I said, no, it shows your humility. When I do things like that, I always say, it's the world debut. So in either way, you set yourself up so that people understand if you fuck it up, that it's okay. But anyway, I want to do this little song. I'm a little nervous because I never sung it before. And truthfully, when I had stomach flu, it was looping in my head till I thought I would go mad. So, but no. Anyway, I'm going to do this little song. I want to do this little song in memory of Fred. And and I have to say, Mr. Eisenmacher, what is his name? Eisenmacher. Mr. Eisenmacher, you've written a very beautiful song. Remember when our signs were just like prayers, like gospel hymns come from the air. Come now, come down, sweet reverence. Come to my simple house and bring, ring like silver, ring like gold, ring out for the ghost of the Ohio. Ring out sweet, sweet wedding bells, for the belly of the beast or the sword that fell. back to that holler again. The moon was just a sliver then, and I filled my heart like some tin man, and I boiled it a beep and a beep and it rang. It's ringing. Missing in action last week, so who is my band? Who are these? So we have Andy York on guitar, Tony Shanahan on bass, JD Daugherty on drums, Lenny Kay.
It's always great to be here. I remember when this joint was the Ritz.
You know what? Can I tell you this? Vincent D'Onofrio told me, I mean, I'm not dropping a name. I know that sounded like, oh, Vincent D'Onofrio, sorry. But I actually did a scene with Vincent D'Onofrio in Law and Order Criminal Intent. And Vincent D'Onofrio told me that he used to be a bouncer at the Ritz. And that he used to love to watch the Lenny Kay Connection. Okay, goodbye.
This is a great place. I had some wonderful times here. It was when Quaaludes were still in fashion. And Trigger, tonight, this is the best rock club in New York. And there was music on the stage, too. No, it's a great joint. This place is an old Polish dance hall. Makes me want to have a kielbasa. Life is love. And love is life. Charms. And when I know my little red book, they know the one I'm thinking of. Number.
Michael and I forgot that I had a job.
Love, that was awesome.
It was 20 years ago, in the summer, I believe, of 1994. I was sitting at the table with Fred in Michigan, and Kurt Cobain had died, and we sat together at the table. Both of us felt such a loss, and Fred really wanted to write a song for him, but toward winter, Fred also passed away, and so it was 20 years ago that we lost Kurt Cobain, and we also lost Fred, and so the next time I recorded, wrote a little song for Kurt, and because Fred had promised he would write one, so the song is for Kurt. Thank you. heard my voice. Thank you. city, really. I mean, what? I don't know what you said, but it's okay. When I first came to New York, when I was 20, I had so much problems in South Jersey because I didn't dress right. For South Jersey, I was sort of a weirdo, but I wasn't really, I was just trying to look like the girl in Funny Face, you know. I was trying to look like a book clerk, you know. And I just wore black stockings and my little sailor outfit and my hair in braids, just trying to look like a beatnik girl in a bookstore, that's all. And I came to New York City and I was so harassed in God bless South Jersey because I love it, but I was so harassed in 1967 just from my, you know, pathetic appearance. And then I came to New York City and nobody gave a shit. It was I stood in front of policemen, just, here I am. They just didn't care. I was so happy. I felt so free. It was such a nice thing. Sorry. Now when I go back to South Jersey, I still have the same problem. No, I'm not. I just needed a moment, actually. I was just rambling. I don't usually do that. If you've never come to one of our concerts before, I'm not subject to rambling. I'm more of the precise type. But Michael Stipe gave me some kind of like turmeric tea, and I think that I'm like flying. So I really want to thank Michael. Wasn't that awesome? So, Michael, thank you so much. And this little song is for you. Pissing in a river, watching it rise. Tattoo fingers fly away from me. Voices mesmerize. Voices beckon and see. Thank you. would fast and pray at his feet. And the lamp burned as he slept. He was dreaming of his sisters, dressed in white muslin, dancing in a ring. He was afraid of the dark, and the lamp burned, and his mother fasted. His mother prayed as he slept, and he slept dreaming. He was dreaming of blossoms. They were burning his throat. He had eaten flowers that had fallen burning. The flowers were burning now in the young girl's hair. Flowers fell from the young girl's hair, and he was whispering into his God's ear, let the children be so, let the children be so.
Yeah. porcelain spoon. They drop like candy.
Songs away because next year will be our 40th anniversary of Horses. And on the exact anniversary, which is November 10th, 2015, really, that's also the death of Arthur Rimbaud. But I mean, they're both good. In any event, we're going to have our special, we're going to celebrate its 40th anniversary here in New York City. And so before the band comes out, Lenny Kaye and I wrote a little song for the movie Noah, which was a great film by Darren Aronofsky, and Lenny Kaye and I got nominated for a Golden Globe. So we don't really expect to win, but it's exciting. It's exciting getting nominated, you know. So we're just going to pretend tonight's our winning night. So I would just like, in the words of the king, to say thank you very much. So anyway. Lenny and I thought it would be nice to do our little song for you, okay? So. I don't know, it seemed like a good idea yesterday, I hope. Anyway, the song is called Mercy Is, and it's a little lullaby that Noah sings to a little child. So, a cloud.
truthfully, if I ever won a Golden Globe, I would wish that I could give it to Muriel Enos for her brilliant portrayal of Sarah Linden in The Killing. And that's just what I'm going to say. Just joking. So anyway, I had a really great time. It was really fun. Birthday on the 27th of December. And I should like to wish my dear friend Miloš and Anne de Mullemeester a happy birthday today. So. Wow, I hit a rare wrong chord. Well, to say nothing that I played 25th floor with the entire wrong key. I mean, it's just... Oh, there's a LeBron. I was just saying if Tony was awake. I thought it sounded... I'm gonna bring this home now. Actually, in case you're wondering why I do so much patter, is I'm really trying to get on one of those Geico commercials. They're actually funny. I actually sit there by myself in my room laughing at Geico commercials. That's what happens, you know, when you get to a certain period of life.
Sit on your knees.
12th century. I remember it well. There were some fearful wolves in the forest of Gubbio, and the people feared that their children, chasing little butterflies, would go into the forest and be eaten. And in truth, a few children were missing. No one went into the forest to gather truffles or little mushrooms. No one went into the forest at all. And at night they could hear the wolves howl. Oh! One day, the humble monk Francis, he wasn't a saint then, he was just a humble monk, came into Gubbio and said, "I'd love some truffles on my pasta." And they said, "Oh no, Francis, sorry, we can't go into the forest because there are demon wolves in the forest." And he said, "No, that's a demon wolf. Come on, let's have a few demon wolves. How about the boy who wanted to be my boyfriend? Let's hear some wolfing." In any event, Francis said, and rightly so, "All God creatures are good. Let me go into the forest and talk to the wolves." "No, no, no, Francis, don't. He will eat you. They will eat you. And all that will be left will be remains of your humble sackcloth robe. So fear not." And he went into the forest of Gubbio, and he saw the wolves awaiting. Their eyes were red, and their teeth dripping with blood. Maybe that's going too far. Francis came up to them and said, "Hello, little friends." And they said, "Francis, this is not Sesame Street. You're in a scary forest in Gubbio, and we are man-eating wolves." Birds upon his shoulders, and all of the rabbits in the fields, and the children, everyone loved him, and so did the wolves. And Francis, and this is a true 12th century tale, walked out of the forest of Gubbio with the wolves at his side, and the people rejoiced, and from then on, the wolf was beloved, second only to the humble saint. On a lonely night, on a golden road, night is a mongrel. Believe.
I wanna thank Michael Stipe, who created
you got.